include all sorts of government busybodies, such as public school officials, hired consultants, psychologists, and especially judges in family courts. Family court judges are the lowest in the pecking order of the judiciary, but they have become the most powerful because their decisions are seldom appealed or overruled or even published. This system of having judges make decisions about the care and raising of children has become so universal that, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, family court judges now control the private living arrangements of 46 million Americans and $40 billion of their own money, which the judges have the power to transfer between households. Many of these parents have never committed any action that violates our laws. To show you how intrusive these family court judges are, look at the Chicago case where the parents disagreed about which church their child should be raised in, and a judge took it upon himself to decide which religion the kid should adopt. How did we get to a situation whereby some judge can decide a child's religion? Fortunately, that judge was overruled on appeal. I urge you to read my new book called Who Killed the American Family? To help restore the family and the authority of parents to their honored place in American society.
In her new book, Who Killed the American Family?, Phyllis Schlafly answers that very question. Judges, feminists, psychologists, school districts, college professors, and politicians looking for votes are all to blame. Join the blog conversation with your own answer to the question, Who Killed the American Family? Go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com. The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way he could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
MedicalUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of microplant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at MedicalUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
I sure as hell hope everybody's been planting a garden since we last spoke. Yeah, that's right. It's time to get prepared. And that's going to be the focus, the continued focus of the Bob Tuscan Show. I'm glad to be back. That's the bottom line. I made a promise to the listeners of this show that I would never, and I mean never, stop. And I'm going to keep that promise. In a number of different incarnations. Of course, the Free Your Mind Conference coming up in April, organizing that. The Bob Tuscan Show continues, 7 o'clock Eastern, 7 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. TheFreeThoughtProject.com. I'm going to continue to contribute to TheFreeThoughtProject.com, the Free Thought Project podcast, the Free Thought 5. I got a whole bunch of new stuff to introduce. But if you're a new listener and you've never heard my voice before, that's all right. It's not about me. This isn't about an ego. This is about a revolution, ladies and gentlemen. And this is about a solution. We're going to spend some time getting to the root of the problem, taking on the powers that shouldn't be and exposing their lies and corruption. But at the same time, and I can't stress this enough, I'm going to want to talk about solutions. You know, so, all right, so we have a lot of problems. I could list them. We all have woken up to many of these, tired of kind of preaching to the choir. So without preaching to the choir, what can I do to make a difference? What can I do to take this hour, Monday through Friday, and try to actually change something? Not just sit here and bitch, but actually do something about it. Not inflate my ego. Not sit here and beg for money. No, what can I do about it? What can I do about the situation we're in right now? And I have some answers that I think are compelling. And I want to entertain those. And I want to act on those. Actions speak louder than words. You've heard it said a million times, and it's so true. All right, coming up on the re-debut of tonight's show, Steve Starrs. He's coming back on the air with us. He'll be joining us in just a moment. Of course, Steve has been a loyal friend and colleague, and I will continue to make him a regular part of the show. I'm very excited to have Steve Starrs coming back in just a moment. Also, John, the Caribbean critic. We're going to be debuting a new segment with him a couple times a week. It's going to be called In the News with the Caribbean Critic. John is a wealth of information. I am so excited that he's going to continue to be a major part of this program, or should I say unprogram. But for those of you out there who want to know a little bit more about me and the show and whatnot, I kind of just summed it up for the most part. We'll have on different guests. I have a lot of people that I want to share their information with you. I have a lot of people out there that I want you to hear that I think have compelling stories that you may have not heard before. And you may have heard many of these guests, but I also want to take somebody who you've never heard of, who has a compelling story, who has some solution to the powers that shouldn't be's control, and I want to broadcast them and use this as a platform to do so.
Warning, the following is hard-hitting radio with real solutions.
The Bob Justin Show.
The United States has more people in prison per capita than anywhere else in the world. And this is largely due to the war on drugs. Well, nothing irks me more than when children become collateral damage in the process. A 19-month-old was in its crib when police barged in a door, kicking the door down, and threw a smoke grenade into the child's crib. You see, folks, the war on drugs is not a war on drugs. It's a war on the people.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
What we do is news analysis. That's different than conspiracy theory because it's backed by facts. It's backed by analysis that the news media will not give you. You're not getting this anyplace else. And we don't just wait on everybody else in Paratalk Media.
Sheriff Roberts, can I help you?
Yeah, hi. You transferred me over before I could ask my question in regards to the 19-month-old baby who had his face blown off with the police raid. Is this the proper jurisdiction that was responsible for that?
I'm not able to answer any questions.
It's a yes or no question, ma'am. Is this the jurisdiction?
Hold on.
Is this the jurisdiction? See, they don't want to answer any questions. I'm convinced that Michelle Obama is a man, Steve.
Well, I'm not convinced she's a woman.
I was a nuclear expert in Britain's Royal Air Force. I understand nuclear physics well. And the Fukushima Daiichi disaster has been minimized. It's been run on deception. And quite clearly, this is the most dangerous situation facing the planet today. The Pacific Ocean is dead. This is going to kill an enormous number of people around the Pacific Rim. We at the Bob Tuscan Show were way ahead of the curve. We warned people of the problems that this plant suffered.
So we do need to move into our reality, that is a factual reality, and put aside all of the brainwashing and propaganda that we have been fed. None of us were taught our real history in school, and now with the current Common Core curriculum, that is an international curriculum that's going to start across the United States this fall in most schools, they're going to be dumbing us down.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
All right, so that's a little taste of what this show has offered in the past. Now let's look ahead at the future. 2015, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I don't get caught up in all the New Year's BS, to be honest. I think that's projecting a unrealistic habit of focusing on tomorrow and not living in the here and now. I can't stress enough the importance of being here and now. And here and now, joining us once again, back in the swing of things, is none other than my, again, good friend and colleague, Steve Starrs. Steve, how the hell have you been, man?
Well, I'm doing very good, Bob. We've stayed in touch, of course, in our little hiatus, and you sound fully energetic and rejuvenated for this new time slot. I'm very excited about it. I think this is going to be a lot better because, I mean, we were very happy doing that show, but it took a lot out of us, and I think this focused time that we have now is going to be better. So, lo and behold, here we are. As I said when we left, I said, you never know how things will go. I was actually kind of happy to have some time off, but we're back again because this is what
too much time off. Yeah.
Right. This is what we do. And we've got to get back into full motion. Things are going on. We've got a whole brand new year ahead of us. And obviously, if you've been paying attention to the news, and many people have, our listeners especially, some very uncertain and challenging times, Bob. So thanks for having me back, and thanks for coming back. You sound a whole lot more rested and ready to go, and I'm glad
Whatever. Hey, Steve-o. hey,
true.
Listen, man. I'll tell you what I don't want to talk about tonight. Remember this game?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about this missing airliner.
Yeah.
And if somebody can call me up and give me a compelling reason why we should obsess about whether or not this was a plane that existed in the first place, or if this is a part of a plot to hit China, and it falls in the same category as the Malaysian airliner that went missing, so on and so forth. I'd love to hear. We'll take calls on this hour-long broadcast from time to time, and as a way to say hello and get to hear some of our familiar, loyal listeners' voices, I'm going to open up the phone lines for the duration of the show tonight, Steve. Does that sound all right with you?
Yeah, it sounds good. You know, John will be the person to talk to eventually if we want to do an analysis on that, because he did a great job with the other two flights, and we'll get to it.
He's got a segment, Steve, called In the News, right? So this is going to be a reoccurring segment, and we'll get to that in a little bit.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
It's been a while since I had to recite those numbers. Love to hear from you. It's been a while. So glad to be back. Of course, Steve Starr's riding Shotgun. We're going to have In the News with the Caribbean Critic coming up in the next segment. John, I read this article. Excuse me, Steve. John's not on yet. Steve. That's your name, right?
It is Steve.
It's been so long, I forgot your name.
Yeah, but it's been 60 years for me, so I remember.
Oh, wow. You're an old guy.
I don't feel that way.
Hey, Steve-O. Okay.
Yeah.
I read an article, and I had this real profound realization.
That happens sometimes when you read articles.
Yeah, and believe it or not, I actually know how to read.
Yeah, that's good. Well, what was the article about? So I can have the same profound realization.
Well, I wanted to cue you in on it and hear what you think. Okay. Okay, here it is. Ebola test has been okayed in a rushed attempt to get a faster and cleaner, this is me paraphrasing what the article said, of course, a faster and cleaner way of diagnosing Ebola patients. Mm. Now, Steve.
Yeah.
You are very much an informed student of virology. You, of course, made the documentary HIV equals AIDS, Fact or Fiction? Fact or Fraud?
Fact or Fraud, yeah.
See? It's been a while. Yeah. Fact or Fraud, you're a documentary filmmaker, you're an author. The list goes on and on and on, right? So,
right.
I just want you to take a moment here. And sorry for the slow build-up here, folks, because I think this is very compelling, and this is going to be something that everybody needs to listen to. Because when the lamestream media is pumping their fear porn and telling you we're all going to get infected, we're all going to die, don't buy the BS. And here is why. Here was my profound realization.
Okay.
So I go on to read this article, Steve. And I'm reading, and, you know, it's the same old stuff. You know, they're talking about the epidemic in Africa and how it's spreading and, the idea that it's going to be at a certain number at some point and that it's very hard in these rural areas to find the Ebola patients. And then they get to the test. And you know what the test is, Steve?
It's another antibodies test. Is that what it is?
It's a rapid PCR test.
Oh,
yes,
boy,
that's right. A rapid PCR. Now, there's a Nobel Prize winner by the name of Kerry Mullis. You know the name?
Yes, I do. Dr. Kerry Mullis. Yeah. Won the Nobel Prize.
I believe
it was 1993 for the invention of the polymerase chain reaction.
The PCR test.
That's right. The PCR test. Uh-huh.
And this Nobel Prize winner has come out and said, listen, this test is a crock of you-know-what. Mm-hmm. There's nothing conclusive about it. It points to no real virus. All it looks at is antibodies and a number of different factors that, at the end of the day, may or may not have anything to do with Ebola, HIV, or anything else this shoddy, broken test is being used for by the powers that shouldn't be.
Right. Yes, Kerry has often said, Dr. Mullis has often said that the term quantitative PCR is in itself an oxymoron, because what PCR looks for is very small, tiny pieces of a genome fragment. And when you look at quantitative amounts of that kind of stuff, it's not really, the test isn't really designed to determine how much is active or how much is real, only if it's there at all,
right.
That's the way it works. And I should rephrase Bob. I've studied HIV for over 20 years now, and 22 actually, and I'm not an expert, but the neat thing about it is you don't have to be an expert to understand a lot of this. And if you want, Bob, we will get Dave Rasnick or Dr. Rodney Richards or maybe even Kerry Mullis. Another good person is John Rappaport, of course, to talk about these tests for Ebola, to let people know what's really going on. Because one of the biggest problems that they have, as you know, Bob, is that when they tell you they're testing for something, you don't really know if that test works or not, or what they're actually looking for. So the big problem is the testing issue is a given that just sinks its icy talon into your thinking that whatever they're doing this test is determinant, and that is not necessarily the case.
It is not the case. In fact, it's more times than not the case. And I want to hone that, because folks, I'm glad I'm back, because we're not hearing this from anybody else. We're hearing the fear porn that you might get Ebola. Hey, you might get Ebola. Hey, you know who that was. Yeah, you might get Ebola.
Look what was on the mainstream news. 1,000 people at the CDC supposedly, exposed to Ebola over Christmas. And, sure. Of course, you have to ask the question, does that make the CDC sound like they're very competent at all? First of all, bringing something into this country and then having it go off in a way that it possibly affects, or at least 1,000 people or so are exposed to this thing, it really doesn't make them sound very competent at all to be doing this.
Not in the slightest. All right, Steve, we'll continue to hit on that because it's important, and it is a solution-oriented concept in that if you know that the test is fraudulent, you know how to protect yourself from what's really at hand, and you're going to take the right things like colloidal silver, like oregano, I mean, elderberry, the list goes on and on and on of immune-enhancing things that you can take that are natural that, of course, the lamestream doesn't want to tell you about. So I promise you health will be a big part of this show and continued focus because at the end of the day, Steve, we can sit here and we can complain about this guy and the Georgia Guidestones and the eugenics campaign and this and that, but a lot of that we can actually control with what we put in our own bodies or don't put, in many cases, in our own bodies. So we'll talk about health as a reoccurring theme on the show. Let's take a phone call. It's been a while, Steve. Let's see if I can do this here. I'm a little rusty. 800-313-9443 is the troll-free number to join us. 800-313-9443. And let's talk to Ralph. What's up, Ralph?
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey, yeah, Ralph. How are you? I can also hear your wife in the background. How's she doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Can you hear me?
Hey, turn your radio off, brother. That'll help.
Radio? No, I'm in another room. I'm doing an install, and the lady was in the other room. Can you hear me just fine?
Yeah, fine. Man. What's up? How you been?
Hey, am I the first on your show today?
You are the first, man, and not the last, hopefully. What's up?
Well, no. Well, I'm glad. Welcome back. I heard the beginning of the intro. Go, no, you got to be. Is this a repeat? And I go, no, good. I'm glad you're back.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it was a shame that we had to go when we did. We have figured out what was behind all that, and we have refreshed, and we are back with more of a drive than I have ever had before doing a show.
Right.
My little one's now 2.5, if you can believe that. And here we are. So, Ralph, thank you so much, man. It's good to hear from you again.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and say welcome back.
Thanks, dude. It's good to hear from you. All right, well, when we get back, folks, John the Caribbean Critic will be joining us with the debut of a new segment he likes to call In the News. So we'll get to that in just a little bit. In the News with the Caribbean Critic. Steve, thanks for hanging out.
Hey, my pleasure. I'll be listening in. And thanks, Ralph, for calling in and everybody out there. It's good to be back. A brand new time slot, Bob. You're going to make it work again. And this time we're going to even be better than before.
All right. Love you, man. Thanks so much. All right,
my
folks.
My pleasure.
As promised, we're going to take a short break. John the Caribbean Critic is going to come on. He's going to do a new segment in the news with his breakdown. Everything the lamestream media is telling you, well, he's going to tell you the truth about, and so much more. So that's coming up in just a little bit. Of course, check out the Free Your Mind Conference. Really excited about that. FreeYourMindConference.com, FreeYourMindConference.com. The full list of speakers is there. Definitely want you guys to be a part of this conference. I'm organizing it along with so many great people. So definitely stay tuned for more info on the Free Your Mind Conference.
Vivapa!
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
It's the Bob Tuscan Show, and I proudly would like to introduce a new segment with the Caribbean critic called In the News.
The mainstream media,
they refuse to tell the truth.
Non-stop lies. But now it's time for unfiltered analysis, shining a light in a sea of darkness. In the News with the Caribbean Critic.
All right, John, break down some truths for us, man.
Well, we got to look at what's really happening with Russia, Ukraine, Syria. And In the News today is looking like another U.S. invasion of Libya. Because those naughty Libyans just won't accept the U.S. puppet government. And they are playing naughty with their heavy weapons and things in both Benghazi and Tripoli. And it looks like this General Hanaya is actually winning. The puppet government is suffering seriously. But what I really wanted to look at was the demonization of Russia and what is really happening. Everybody assumes from what they hear on the mainstream news that the ruble is crashing. Well, it makes no real difference in Russia because they've separated themselves now almost entirely from the dollar. So it doesn't really matter what the dollar ruble value is because they're making alternative arrangements. For example, this weekend, a deal was done with Argentina, which may perturb the Pentagon because Russia has just supplied 12 SU-34s in exchange for beef and other meats and vegetables from Argentina. It's a direct swap, not going through the dollar, not using any exchange at all. It's a direct swap. This is what Hitler did, if you remember, when he was cut off from the world finance. Well, guess what? Russia's doing the same thing. And what we're looking at now is January 1st, when the BRICS starts up, and all these currency swaps direct between different nations comes into force, the dollar again is kicked out the door. But more than that, Mr. Putin's played some other wild cards. They're now supplying the coal and electricity to the Crimea, which only 4 or 5 days ago, the Kiev junta, or junta, or whatever you call it, Poroshenko, cut the supplies off to the Crimea from Ukraine, so within 3 days Russia had got them back up and running directly from just across that tiny little strip of water between the Crimea and southern Russia. The other important development, and I think it's quite a serious development, about 3 or 4 months ago, Abkhazia, which was a province of Georgia, broke away from Georgia. And about 3 months ago, Russia and Abkhazia came to an agreement to amalgamate their military and use the same uniforms, use the same ranks, use the same materials and what have you, armor. And of course, Russia having this treaty with Abkhazia now gives them a second Black Sea warm water port. And over this weekend, which is seems to be hidden by the Christmas spirit, 5 of the old Soviet nations agreed trade agreements, direct currency trade agreements. But hidden in the subtext was the same treaty to amalgamate these militaries using standardized equipment and what have you. Belarus, Turkmenistan, Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan, and what have you. So now we're looking almost at the same opposition as the old Soviet Union was in the Cold War of the 60s, 70s and 80s. But now it looks like they're putting this thing back together in calling it the South Asia Organization. And this is on top of the Southeast Asia Organization, which is from Beijing. Now Russia is forming its own little bloc with these nations and Moscow.
Wow.
The thing is, it doesn't look like many people, or at least the mainstream media in the U.S. have picked up on any of this, these moves and strategic alliances that are now taking place.
Well, that's why we do this segment in the news. And, John, it seems that the push last week to try to make some changes with our relations in Cuba was a part of this geopolitical stage setting. Is that not the case?
Absolutely. As we know, Russia cozied up to Cuba mid-last year. They put a couple of their new cruisers and the White Swans, the Russian version of the B-1 bomber. But it's bigger, it's faster, and carries more munitions. In fact, I think it's one of the fastest bombers on the planet. And they put two into Cuba for a while. There was talk of them reopening the old Soviet Union base, only this time Russia opening the base. And the other strategic move that Russia's made is the island string or pearl, like a string of pearls between Alaska and northern Russia. They started building a huge naval and military base midway across between Alaska and Russia. So it looks like America might be surrounding Russia, but Russia looks to be surrounding America. Although you won't hear that from the mainstream news either. Things are getting desperate. I mean, the Treasury Department in both the UK and the US are thrashing about like bulls in china shops. They don't know what to do because this oil price has dropped so far now. They thought it was going to hit Russia really hard. Apparently it hasn't hit it quite so hard as they expected. But Texas Sweet dropped another $1.50 today, 53 cents, which means now every oil company in America is losing money pumping oil. So we're looking at serious, serious consequences.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think your Treasury and State Department think these things through properly.
Sure. Sure, and of course that has its effect on everything else. When oil goes down, precious metals react a certain way, the economy, the market reacts a certain way, and are we being set up for failure here? And that's the other question.
You're quite right, because although it's good for the motorist, what we've got is these oil derivatives where all the oil drilling companies and fracking companies have borrowed huge amounts of money to do their business in the hope of a rich reward. Well, they're finding it difficult because they haven't found as much gas and oil as they thought. And what's happening now is they are very dangerously close to defaulting on the loans. And of course, we've now got the oil derivatives, the credit default swaps for these oil loans that the American banks have. And that will cripple the banks.
But well said, John. Well said, my friend. That's in the news with the Caribbean Critic. We'll do it a couple times a week.
The Bob Justin Show.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
It's the final segment of tonight's show. Tomorrow night, we'll have on Mark Patsio. Excited to have my buddy Mark coming on. We'll talk about the police state, and we'll talk about the order followers and their cult-like behavior. Every single day at thefreethoughtproject.com and other websites around the web, you'll read an article that takes these guys who wear shiny badges and these funny-looking costumes and makes them look like complete tyrants and complete you-know-whats. this story I was just watching about a guy dancing. He took an Ellen DeGeneres dance dare challenge. I have no idea what it is, but it's a hashtag. So, you know, if it's a hashtag, it must be hip. That's right, there's a hashtag, dance dare. This guy was dancing on the street in a safe way. I guess he was outside of the threat of being hit by a car or jaywalking or that kind of thing. There was several police officers just standing there. He wasn't in their face. He wasn't interfering with anything. And the NYPD, of course, pins him against the car and says, quote, "What are you dancing in the street for? What the F is wrong with you?" As he begins to assault the man for dancing in the street. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't make this stuff up. And that, at the end of the day, is a pretty benign example of the police state gone crazy. That at the end of the day, that's pretty benign compared to some of these stories I've been hearing day after day after day. I wrote a story for the Free Thought Project the other day about a former police officer stabbing his dog, shooting it multiple times, and leaving it there to die. Luckily, the neighbor called the police. As authorities came, they found the dog wagging its tail. The man tried to claim that it was because the dog was being vicious. But testimony from the man's own 13-year-old son stated that he was upset the dog was trying to dig holes in the backyard. This kind of mindset, if they can do this to an animal, don't for a second think they can't do it to a human being, a child, and so on and so forth. Absolutely disgusting. Anyways, Mark will be on tomorrow to talk a little bit about this psychopathy. That's what it is. Psychopathy. But let's leave tonight's show on somewhat of a positive note, if you will. And folks, don't get me wrong, this isn't New Age BS, this isn't hippy-dippy BS, this isn't about being Pollyannish and saying, oh, as long as we think positively, everything will be okay, because I drink a lot of BPAs in my water, so I'm really feminized, and I think that it will be all okay if I can just think happy thoughts. No, folks, if a bear's coming at you in the woods, you don't say, hi, bear, let me give you a kiss and a hug. No, you take that bear on. You take the bear on. I don't get why people don't see this. It is okay to get pissed off. It's okay to be upset. It is a natural reaction, for crying out loud. But don't let that anger be channeled in a way that is not productive. Find your center, channel that for solutions, channel that for good. But don't turn your back. Don't turn your back. Let's take some phone calls to wrap things up tonight. We'd love to hear from you. 800-313-9443. And again, the troll-free number, 800-313-9443. All right, let's see if we can fit as many of these in as possible. We'll start with Jerry in Chicago. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Bob. Good to hear you back on the air, man. Hey, you were talking earlier in the beginning of your show about the Ebola. I mean, if you've got a runny eye or runny nose or, you know, a cough.
Might be Ebola, Jerry. The other day I had a hangnail, and I thought I might have Ebola, man. I was getting scared for a second.
Yeah, my shoelace broke, and I thought I had Ebola, too. But Yeah. But, you know, it's funny that when I talk to people that go in and get bad news from the doctor, and then you find out, okay, well, did you get three different opinions? And they said, yeah. And they go to Dr. A, Dr. B, Dr. C, all of them licensed from the American Medical Establishment. And I say, hey, listen, they all follow the same standard of care, so basically you got the same opinion. You got one. Did you ever look into homeopathic or anything else like that? Naturalists, chiropractors, and it never occurred to them.
No, because there's one thing that the medical practice seems to be, well, practicing, to use their own language, practicing. You know, what does it mean to practice? Well, There's one thing that the medical establishment, that allopathic medicine, continues to perpetuate. And you know what that is? Repeating. They're nothing but a bunch of frickin' parrots with backward science that has never worked and only profits and only helps to further the eugenics campaign. That's my insights.
Yeah, you're darn right. And hey, one food for thought there. Have you ever looked into turpentine therapy?
You know, I've heard the name thrown around, but I haven't looked into it in any great detail where I could tell you what it is. I'm going to look into it, Jerry. I appreciate hearing from you. We'll do whole shows on health. I can guarantee that. I think it's an important topic, and we'll look into it. But now let's go to Bill for a moment. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Hey, Bob. Are you there?
What's up, dude?
Not much, man. It's so good to be on your show. This is actually the first time I've ever heard your show.
Uh-oh.
And I
didn't scare you away.
But it's great, man. I love it. I'm right on the same wavelength as you and the callers, and I'm very excited that you're back on air. Congratulations.
Thanks, man. Well, I see you at the Free Your Mind Conference.
Yeah, I will be there from Seattle. I got my plane ticket, and first Free Your Mind Conference, and I found this information through various sources, but when I heard Mark Passio and whatonearthishappening.com, it kind of filled in all the gaps and really succinct the information and made it where it made sense.
Well, he does a great job of articulating what many of us have intuitively known for some time, and he'll be doing so tomorrow on the show. Of course, Mark Passio from whatonearthishappening.com is a great friend of our show. And will continue to be. Thanks so much, Bill. Good to hear from you. I want to try to squeeze in one last call here. Let's talk to Ryan in Mass. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Ben. Hey, I'm glad to hear you back on the air.
Thanks.
Real quick, the thing where you bashed you know who. I'm sick
of
that.
No, I don't bash you know who. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I don't bash.
But, hey, but then, like, dude, you're a Caribbean correspondent. Like, dude, I read Strategic Relocation. Like, I thought Joel Skousen was nuts with this Russia thing. It seems like it's all pointing in that direction. I'm not afraid of it, but, man, it seems like Russia's like, he thought that Russia was quiet and the Soviet Union didn't really fall. You know what I mean?
Well, it's just interesting to think about. You know, we had our former president, you remember him, George W. Bush.
Yeah,
guy who was reading the book upside down on 9/11. You know, that guy. Well, we had him on horseback with his buddy, Vladimir. And they looked into each other's eyes. And what was it he said? I looked into his eyes with this bromance between
that.
The two of them, Vladimir Putin and George W. Bush.
Yeah.
And you have to ask yourself, what's really at hand here? What's really at hand? You know, in typical Orwellian fashion, that both sides of these conflicts are being funded by the same interest, and us, the everyday people, are getting caught in the middle. Yes, this might be where it's going, a never-ending war with Eurasia, aka Russia, but is there really a desire to destroy these people? We'll be back tomorrow, folks. Love you.
The Bob Tuscan Show. Show.